off the ball breakfast.
And trying to go, is that to our advantage?
Would you
or theirs?
Prefer the murmur of conversation and debate?
Shush!
You're the one who hates shushing the kicker.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
I went up with Michael Murphy. That was sensational. You've touched the cameo already, but he comes on, right? So he comes on, he gets a massive ovation. Like, well, he's back. Amazing. We thought he was going to be in goal for a second. He's back. He's pretty much written the script of how Gaelic football is going to look for the couple of years. He's a big say in it. And he comes on, reaps rewards. Not actually directly, doesn't get any two-pointers himself, but scores two separate points. One with his left, one with his right. Both equally classy. But obviously, the best moment is he plays Marco Materazzi and Aidan Farker plays Zinedine Zidane. But this time, there was no verbals by Murphy in the Materazzi role. He just stood there. And when Farker was pushing him and pushed him and pushed him, it was as if there was no one in front of Murphy. He wasn't even looking at him. What's the mad men line you often quote, Ger? I never think about you. And that was Murphy to Farker. And that's why he got so annoyed. And that's where the headbutt came. And Murphy didn't even go to the ground. He just looked at the ref. It's like, who's this child? This child is All-Ireland winning captain. That's what he thinks of him. That's the status of the man. So it was class to have him back. And Donegal themselves have been unbelievable. They played three games, won three, haven't scored a goal.
There was a bit of a cat out of the bag scenario afterwards when Paddy McBrearty was being interviewed. And he was like, we started the league campaign. We wanted 6 points. And I was like, and the rest of that is like, you won't see us again properly now until... Now, he did say a big game against Galway next week. But after he'd kind of said, yeah, we have... League is done and dusted for us.
Kevin Cassidy said as much on with us last Friday week.
The last thing they want to be is in a league final the week before.
Just to get 6 points, job's done, not going down. That's it.
Yeah. So I think Donegal, certainly they'd be number one in my power rankings after. Tommy's got to be back tomorrow. He's here today, but he's going to be back tomorrow.
He said there's a lot of changes. I'll say no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, there would have to be. There would absolutely have to be. And look, on that as well, what Dublin's first win in Tralee since 1982. They're 11 points down at half-time. And this is the beauty of the rules, right? So Lorcan O'Dell scores two twos. And they're 4 points behind when he scores the first of those twos. So obviously every other year, he's only halving the deficit. And Kerry may go on to win the game. So that's the excitement levels straight away. However, right, I was watching Derry Galway and then reading about... Mayo Tyrone. There's still a lot of hand passing happening. There's still a lot of boredom in that middle part of the pitch. And it was like, you can have all the rules in the world that you want, right? And some of it's really exciting. And we're already seeing it. And there's definitely an excitement level generally about football at the moment. However, the big issue of ball retention in a mind-numbing fashion persists. There's a lot of hand passing happening still. And I was in the company there of my father-in-law at the weekend, who's a long-term GAA fan. And this is just one person's opinion. But we were talking about all the new rules, going through them one by one as you're watching this Derry Galway game. And he says, you know what? You don't even need the rules. Just get rid of hand passing. You should only be able to pass with your feet. He said, you wouldn't need any new rules. Right. And look, it's it may be a generational opinion, but it was an interesting one for sure. Like, look, I'm all in favour of the rules. I think they're very interesting and exciting. But the old problem of the hand pass persists.
It does feel like, and it feels like in those games where it's going to be like Mayo had to win. Like, that was the build up all.
Yeah, yeah. And they did.
It's like, if you have to win, if the result's over it, you'll get down and kind of dirty with it and not take chances. And I don't think there's anything that's... I don't have a problem with that. I think that's just sport.
Yeah.
There's just ways of playing games. Like, there has to be times where it can't be just a free-for-all.
Yeah, yeah.
Because to get down to the trenches, like, and I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see in a few weeks what the momentum's like. Because I'm kind of wary of, like, there's always, you know, when something changes, like even with the League of Ireland as well, there's always amazing excitement in the first few weekends.
And then
there's all of a sudden, like, five games, well, like, the games keep on coming, and you drop off for a little while, you drop back. So I'm interested with the football. If that level of, is it a real level of interest? Is it genuine? Or is it a kind of a sort of just the newness still?
Curiosity.
Yeah, that it becomes, it'll be very interesting though, because like we got a little glimpse of it on the weekend where Kildare made Leitrim by about 23 points, 24 points. There was a few twos thing in there as well. And it'll be interesting when the provincials come around. And it's a case, there's going to be a lot more games like that if teams open up at all.
Oh yeah.
And that's just a case where because the way these things are kind of perceived and reported, and all of a sudden it becomes a case of, oh, the provincials are more kind of spread out, and now maybe that leads to them being taken away, but I'm not so hopeful of that.
Yeah.
So I kind of, that's my only fear about it, that it kind of...
As a Sligo supporter, would you like to see the provincials divorced from, would you be happy if they were divorced from the All-Ireland series?
It's hard to know because I don't think I don't think it has been diminished, the prospect for a Sligo footballer to win a Connacht Championship.
No, because they were so close last year to knocking Galway out.
Yeah, but I just think the prize itself is still worth as much as it was, even though the format has changed. I still think it would be a career defining moment for it.
If you weren't automatically into Sam Maguire, if you weren't automatically into, you know, say there's a year where you're in the third division and you win a Connacht, but that doesn't get you into Sam Maguire.
No. I think it wouldn't mean as much then. It would obviously be divorced. You're talking about effectively a competition that has no bearing on the championship.
It's a standalone trophy.
It's a pre-season tournament.
No, play it during the season. Play it whenever you want.
Why? But teams wouldn't take it seriously if there's no. There has to be some merit attached to it.
The trophy itself is the merit.
That wouldn't work. That because teams wouldn't play it seriously, so it wouldn't count.
Well, what about if not that year you got into, but if you won your provincial, you were guaranteed to be in Sam Maguire the following season.
That'd be fine. Then it has a value.
But not that year.
But well, like again, this is very kind of high, kind of conflated. I don't know how this structure would work.
The FA Cup, FA Cup.
Yeah, sure. Like if it works like that, great. Right. But I just think still. And speaking of which, Sligo and Ragord are going to go down on both fronts now. It seems we're in serious issue on League of Ireland and the Division 3.
Tommy, there's a mad debate happening about the 12-11 in our comments on the basis of what we were saying, and we have different views on it here. The view in the comments from some people is 12v11 is going to create the piggy in the middle. But actually, if you're good and creative, the 12v11 stops the piggy in the middle because it means you have an extra man and means that you'll get faster to the opportunity to shoot. Just let me finish this point. Because if you have 11 back, right? If you have 11 versus 11, then there's no room. There's actually less room. It's more likely that teams will take ages to manufacture. There'll be more hand passing. You'll just see this keep ball, except it'll be a bad version of keep ball.
100%. I'm with you on that here. And like we haven't seen, like Dermot Murtagh made the point there. It's February. Wait till the summer, right? Wait till like Kerry's kick passing the other night. They could do it in the first half. They couldn't do it against the wind in the second half. The conditions are going to change and it's going to alter things. And the risk, Ger, the risk when you have your keeper up the field, the risk is off the charts. And maybe if the 4-point goal was kept, it might keep teams in check a little bit more to not take that risk. But you're right, Jared. It increases the chance of the shot coming. And there was times in the first half, and we're going to get into this in the football pod this week, right? Dublin's management of the first half against Kerry was absolutely brilliant. And I slept on this at the time. I actually was like, ooh, Dublin are a bit of trouble here. They were 11 points down. And James O'Donoghue is going to explain this in the football pod. The manner in which they managed that first half against the wind was exceptional. And Kerry did not do the same. They kept the ball so slow in the attacks. They took ages to take their shots. Dublin would have been better off, or Kerry would have been better off letting Dublin shoot, right? Because the way that you can set up for your kick-out press now, you can actually hem a team in and keep them in there and keep them stuck in. It's actually worse for a team if you allow a team to hold on to the possession and kill the clock down the way the game has gone. So, look, I'd leave the 12v11 in there. It increases the risk around it all. And we have a couple of teams in the country that can take advantage of it. Not every team is going to do it. And especially at club level, if a team takes a chance with a player who can't execute the skills that are needed, who can't get back in time, if one of his teammates lets him down, there's going to be carnage, there's going to be goals. And yeah, look, I just want to see more of it until we chop it. I don't want to cut it too early. And I think people are panicking a little bit if they haven't got a goalkeeper that's ready-made to play 12v11.
Maybe.
You're not convinced?
No, look, I'm sympathetic. I am sympathetic to the argument of... No, I'm reluctant to use the word mind-numbing, but let's say very consistent ball retention in the middle third with hand passing, and I feel that 12v11 will add to that problem. I'm sympathetic to that argument. That's all.
Look, you can still keep the ball with 11 players. You can still keep the ball with 11 players. You can, right? You can press the keeper when he comes out. We're not seeing that yet. Like, we're seeing very few tactical tweaks on the games that we have at the minute with the rules. I'm telling you, Colin, like, there's no point panicking and rushing with this yet. There's no point limiting to one possession per keeper. I'm seeing a comment coming in there from Mike. You know, like, lads, I just think let's just see how these rules play out over the next couple of weeks. You mentioned Roscommon, like, whisper it quietly. They feel like they have the forwards to possibly put themselves in contention to win an All-Ireland. They absolutely do. I think they honestly do. Like, the quality, Ger, in their attack is off the charts. How Davy Burke is going to manage it. And can I just give you a little comment that Burke said after the game yesterday? And I think this is a big one. He said that these games are never over anymore. It's a brilliant product now. There's swings and roundabouts. The new game, and I was talking to this with my selector, Mark Doran, and coach the other night at a training, has really invigorated us as coaches. The game had gone very stale, and it's class now.